History of the Popes. The popes and birds are kinsmen. Many popes have attempted levitation, and Pope Hildebrand attained it in the 25th year of his reign. Popes grow degenerate without the raiment of birds, which they wear like plumage, and lose their power of song. The popes, during the Babylonian captivity, changed their apparel in Avignon, but they have left no hymns or poems. The canticles of Gregory and Urban are said to be sweeter than those of Akhenaton. Innocent III is said to have had the voice of a thrush at High Mass. To soar out of the maze, only a pope can do it. That is why he has been called Monster, Minotaur's brother, by man. But he has gone beyond man, and that is why he was born with ice in his blood. Nevertheless, the desert popes, once kindled, were beside themselves and pursued the females of the desert towns everywhere, viewing any dune or clump of grass as Solomon's bed and linen. It is told that they ate nettles to pacify their desires. Many of the popes loved rivers. Pope Leo IV loved to paddle in the Tiber among mangroves and at the risk of being eaten by a serpent or an alligator. Two popes in succession have been thrown into the Tiber, but both returned in state the following spring. What is man that he should imagine he may judge the popes or dismiss them? Man's cruelest enemy is his appetite, which makes him envious, inconstant, hostile. For this reason he has thrown off the ancient, inexplicable rule of the pope, who gives orders without explanation and severe strictures from an infinite distance. Man can endure this giant no longer and insists on worshipping himself. Proteus does not change his shape any more often than one pope from his predecessor, or the earth, which is primeval chaos. Yet beneath their bodily forms, which are endlessly various, all popes are one in their iron vestments. The popes have attained their ultimate shape, unlike the volcanoes of the Andes and man, both of which are unstable, fiery summits, now sterile. The pope is against man, and for this reason he has adopted the form of a sword or an axe made out of stone. The pope is against man, and for this reason he is the glory of vile man, his only glory. Only the pope turns his face from man and moves against him with fire and sword, and in this he adopts the role of the Hebrew angel, who moves through the streets, marking each door with blood. Man would have danced on the corpse of his gods long ago had it not been for the popes, who stood in the doorway. Jacob Behmen dreamt of the popes when he slept at night near his furnace. The popes often live as long as elephants. When a pope is sick, he is given wine to drink, and when he has an eye disease, those deepest, mournful orbs are bathed in cow's milk. His wounds are healed with prayer. The pope is no less a monster than the heifer which is so often seen beside the seated Buddha. He has been compared to the Minotaur, but this is blasphemy. Of all the multitudes on earth, it is forbidden to kill popes, and those who have dared to do so have been accursed. The pope carves the fat off space. Many of the popes who allowed the fat in space to accumulate around them, and now it can be said that the popes are obese. He who loves life finds the embrace of the pope intolerable. The Bacchic consecrations depicted in the Farnese stucco relief contain a scene in which a neophyte, wrapped in a mantle drawn over his head, is being led before the aged Silenus, who holds the lycon, which is covered with a cloth. The covering of the head signifies invisibility, that is, death. Among the Nandi of East Africa, the newly circumcised, the initiates have to go about for a long time dressed in queer, cone-shaped grass hats, which envelop them completely and reach to the ground. The church is the mother's womb, as fragile as an egg, and this egg is protected from too easy egress by the popes, who watch from all sides. With their long, straight Egyptian arms, they hold the egg suspended over the abyss. It is necessary for those within to break forth from the egg. But the popes make sure it is difficult as possible. Thus, the history of the soul.